All right, so it looks like we have quorum. So just some housekeeping rules. Thank you so much for everyone logging in and joining our inaugural virtual AAPICC meeting. Just wanted to let you know that I'll be muting everyone, but you can unmute yourself if you don't hear anyone making any reactions to your comments. You can also, I recommend using the raise hand feature. If you're on a device, you can raise your hand and I'll be able to see it. And I also just wanted to note that while the public cannot see the video, they can listen to it. And if anyone's interested, if anyone messages you, they can dial 408-418-9388 and use access code 965-402-400. And just so you know, Marjorie will also touch base on this. Public comment must have been submitted by 4 p.m. this afternoon, so we will not be taking any live comment. And just a reminder, just some housekeeping rules, because we want to make sure that everyone gets all the comments in. Just a reminder to make sure we maybe pause a little bit after we make our comments or let someone talk, and then we can make our comments just because we want to make sure everyone is able to get everything in. So with that, I am going to hand it over to Margie to start the meeting.
Okay. I'm on?
Yes, you're on.
Okay. Okay, good evening, everyone. I would like to call the meeting to order and welcome you all to the Asian American Pacific Islanders Community Commission. Craig, could you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America,
and to the
Republic for which it stands,
one nation. Alphabetically, please unmute yourself and say here when you hear your name. Dorinda Burnett. Aaron Gupta.
Here.
Jeannie Kim. Dina Lee. A technical problem or just continue?
Yeah, I think it's just background.
Okay, Vida Lin. Lynn Malari. Arlene Marcepara. Generala.
Here.
Raja, Rika Tamura,
I'm here.
Craig Valdez,
here.
Sunny Vinuya,
here.
Sharifa Wahab. I would also like to introduce our county staff, our secretaries Gloria Wells, and community liaisons are Beatrice Martinez and Emily Nolan. We would like to now go to the first portion of public comment. Due to the COVID-19, county disclosures are in effect and this meeting is not being held in person. So anyone wishing to provide public comment must have emailed county staff as indicated on the agenda by 4 p.m. today. All public comment received can be seen on our website right now at clarkcountynv.gov. The public can listen to this meeting live by calling 1-408-418-9388 here in the United States. Toll access code is 965-402-400. This meeting is also being recorded and will be posted for the public as required by law. Next, we have the approval of the minutes for March 11, 2020, meeting. And since this was sent in advance to all of us, I presume you have already reviewed it. So do I have a motion to approve the minutes for March 11?
Margie, I'm Vialin, I approve the minutes.
Any second?
This is Sunny, I second.
Okay, thank you. So the minutes for March 11, 2020 is approved. Next, we have the approval of the agenda for today, May 13, 2020, and hold, combine, or delete any items. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So now we'll move to the informational item section of our agenda. So everybody has a copy of the agenda. The first item is to review the AAPICC duties and deadlines. And this is for discussion only. As you all have a copy, and this was sent emailed to all of us. So this is actually just to remind us of our duties. On the bottom of the first page, that's where it starts, which is identify the various Asian American and Pacific Islander communities in the county, identify the population of each community, research and describe the history of each community, identify the leaders and organizations of each community, identify the social and economic needs peculiar to each community and the Asian American and Pacific Islander communities in general. F and G could actually go later, but I will still read it. Have the ability to accept donations as authorized by the Board of County Commissioners to meet the research needs identified, as well as to host a resource conference and conduct a feasibility study regarding the development of a cultural center. And lastly is the report the findings of the commission and recommendations to address identified needs. So the A to E is something that we have done. First, it had a deadline for us to submit this one's end of March. Then it got moved to April 30. So we will touch on that on the other portion of this meeting.
Madam Chair, this is Beatrice with county staff. The purpose of this was just to remind everyone, it seemed like a good time. We're almost halfway through the lifetime of this particular commission, to remind the board of the duties, which we have been all working very hard. And I also wanted to let you know that the county manager, here it says that the first item that you've been working on, to the report of the findings, was due on or before June 30th, 2020 to the commission, to the Board of County Commissioners. The county manager has approved the extension from June 30th, 2020 to August 31st, 2020. So there has been an extension of that time, thanks to the county manager and administration and staff. So to again remind everyone the purpose and all of your, thank you for all your hard work. And like you mentioned, just wanted to mention the duties and the deadlines, but I believe the timeline of the internal timeline of those duties will be discussed further down in the agenda.
Yep. Okay. So we're going to the next item, and I would like to pass on the table or the floor to one.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I am overwhelmed by the unquestionable strength and character of our communities during this ever-changing and unprecedented time. Individuals and organizations have been demonstrated kindness and a willingness to offer help with the limited resource that they have. A little tiny virus had changed the way that we live, probably permanently, but on the positive note, it is making us more appreciative of our community for our resilience and commitment to help us to get through this no matter what come our ways. We are more aware than ever of how much we rely upon each other. I wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for the effort of individuals, organizations in the Asian community to serve unconditionally during the COVID-19 pandemic. Our heartfelt appreciation to all of the silent heroes, the frontliners. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So I was afraid I'm still get muted, but our heartfelt appreciation to all of the silent heroes, the frontliner, the healthcare provider, the essential workers who continue to provide essential service during this time. Thank you for doing all you do to keep us safe. Having said that, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you, members of our commissions that has generously helped out during the pandemic. I have submitted to the staff a list of people that I know personally who have provided help to the community. Of course, the list is incomplete on my part and only limited to the people that I know personally, as I said. So the list is available for all of us to review, and it should be making available to all of us if you wanted to go back in and probably review that. But for this, I wanted to take the opportunity to maybe mention a couple or a few names, not the whole list though. But as I said, you know, I am overwhelming to see the list that the other member of the commissions has been nominated, the people that that have contributed into this event. But as I said, that I appreciated the chairwoman, Marcia Gonzalez, commissioners Sunny Venuia, Vida Lin, Arlene Farrak, Dorinda Burness, and Greg Valdez. Those are people in our, the commission that I know that has been working tirelessly in the last few months to help the community, and I really appreciated that. And I wanted to mention three more names that has been working with me to make ease, you know, the pandemic. Dr. Christian Giovanni, Jenny Lowe, who actually working, she said that she working sometime, someday she works like 10 hours a day doing webinars and you know, to help the community. That is very encouraging. And of course that Zui Nguyen is one of ACDC members that who been working with me in the last few weeks to make sure that we'll be able to provide some help to the community. And there's a lot of people out there that the member of the commissions has been submitted to the staff. I just wanted to ask to see that if the staff would be able to open up for some amendment, because probably that only the commissioners may not be able to have time to submit their name. I don't know if it is going to be possible, but maybe the staff can advise us if we'd be able to admit, I mean, to submit a few more names, you know, for the member of the commissions that hasn't got a chance to submit the name or nominated someone that has been working hard during the pandemic.
Yeah, we can check in with administrative staff just so everyone knows everyone had the ability to submit. It was on the agenda sent out last Wednesday. So we can take it into consideration for the next meeting.
All right, thank you so much. And I think now I'm going to turn back the platform to Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. So in moving on, we go to the general business. Oh, thank you, by the way, Tuan. So the first one is discuss the commission's research duties and feasibility study. This is supposed to be for Craig, but since I was the last one who's received all of the reports. So I'm taking over that part and be able to share with you the latest count. Okay, so there are a total of 353 surveys submitted online and paper. 298 were completed. 277 responses from the Survey Hero and those that were entered manually. So that included all those. There's still 15 plus 61, so 76 more paper surveys that I was still able to collect from some of you that will still have to be typed into the Survey Hero. So again, 353 surveys submitted, 298 completed. On the list of communities, wherein all of us have signed communities or communities that we volunteer to work on. So here we have submissions that are complete, half complete, or partially, complete. Partial. So we have the Native Hawaiian and Samoan. That's submitted. We have Filipino community, the Bhutanese community, Asian Indian community, Korean, Chinese, Taiwanese, Laotian, Thai, Cambodian, Burmese, Hmong, Sri Lankan, Vietnamese, Malaysian, Pakistan, Japanese, and Afghan and Bangladesh. So on very little submission, meaning we still need a lot or at least half done, we are hoping that since we are actually getting help from two researchers, if we are not able to fill up since it's already past the deadline, hopefully they will be able to fill up the rest of it. Just to let you know that the Survey Hero is still active. So that means there is still a chance for you to be able to still share it and get some more to respond to the survey. So adding 3-5 people from each one of us will still help a lot. So that's still active up to the end of this month. So end of May. So that's it. That's it for as far as the research is concerned for the report. And as Beatrice said, that the report should be done and ready for submission by the end of August. Okay, thank you everyone for those who submitted. Thank you for complying to, submit by the deadline. So the next one would be.
Margie, Craig has a question.
Yes.
Give me 1 second too. Yep, go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, Margie, can you just quickly also clarify it? So the survey and research is still available to provide to you through the end of May.
Yes, it's still available. Yes, so it's still live. So if you have both the paper and the link, you can use the link. You can still share that. The paper, just let me know. I can collect, because which is what I did. I was able to collect from a few of you. So it's still that part. That part's still open. So it's still ongoing.
Okay. So I guess this is. Can I make a comment then to everyone?
Sure.
Okay. So I guess it's just a call to action to all of us to please encourage your communities to fill out the survey. I think 277 is still a pretty low number in terms of completed surveys. And so this is also like an accountability measure for myself. And so as members of the community and as leaders of the community, I hope that We really, in at least in the next 15 days, and you know, we're all stuck at home, to reaffirm why you're on the commission and why it's important for us to fill out the survey, in addition to all the many things that people need to fill out, like voting and the census. But the services of this commission also help us determine future action, and so this is just a reminder to everyone, including myself. So thank you. I yield back to you, Margie.
Thank you, Craig. Okay, we don't need to do any action on that one. Yes.
All right, there's another question on the chat from Vita Lynn. Vita,
okay. Okay.
So Margie, you said some of the groups are still missing. Which group is missing?
Okay, so Asian Indian is one. And probably Aaron and Divya could help on that, since they are assigned to that community. Population and history. There's on the organization leaders, we have that. The survey is still ongoing, so that means they can still submit. On the Chinese and Taiwanese, it says here missing history, but the population is there. Surveys ongoing. There's partial submission by Daniel Lee. And then we have also organizations and leaders that's submitted. So we're just missing the history, and hopefully we get some more on the survey.
So on the history, what are you missing on history? Just what happened in Nevada? Like the Chinese were on the railroad?
Yeah, the history. Yeah, the history of the Chinese and Taiwanese community here. Yeah, here in Clark County.
I don't know about Vegas. I don't know about the Taiwanese history in Las Vegas, but I can try to see if we can get some of the Chinese history.
Yeah. Yeah, Chinese. Anything would help. Any additional information would really help. Okay, and then Pakistan. From Raja, Raja's assigned to that. We're still missing population history and organizations. The survey, a few submission on the survey. And then Japanese, population history, organization and leaders, but Rika submitted at least a good number of filled out surveys. And yeah, there's partial submission from Sharifa, but history submitted. So for Afghan and Bangladesh, history submitted, survey submitted, and ongoing organization and leaders submitted. There's just partial on the population. But at least the population is not really that difficult, because since we are only working on the 2017 one, that means it is available. That will be easy to do. It is the history and the survey that really needs a lot more work. And I think that's it. Yeah.
Margie, we had a question from Craig on the chat.
Okay.
Yeah, Margie, sorry, I forgot to mention this earlier. Are we allowed to post the survey on our personal social media to encourage folks to fill it out?
Beatrice, I would think it's okay, because it is actually on the site of, if you go to Clark County site, it's available there. So I would like to think it's, that it should be okay.
Okay, that's good.
Beatrice, well, am I right?
Yes.
Okay,
cool. So I'm friends with half of you on Facebook, so I hope that I can see you and advertise then on Facebook. I'll do that tonight. All right, thank you.
Any other question?
Yes, Divya had a couple. Divya, did you still have some questions?
Yeah, hi Margie. I was just curious, I'd love to hear from the other commission members in terms of where they're getting their history data from as it relates to their respective communities.
Okay. I could tell you on mine, because I did the Filipino one and I did the Bhutanese one. And one part of the research is actually online. I Googled and I got at least maybe three, like at least three from online about the Filipino community and on the Bhutanese community. And the rest of it, I interviewed some people. I got in touch with the Bhutanese community, somebody that I know who actually moved already to another state, but I was able to get in touch with him and he gave me another resource. And I talked to the person. And so I was able to interview him about the history. And also I interviewed some people in the Filipino community. So I put them all together. So I was able to come up with the history for both.
I mean, I've tried to look it up online multiple times, especially as it relates to the Indian community. And always redirects me to Native American history in the community. So I've been having a really difficult time identifying any of that information.
Yeah. And you know what else?
To look at that, the migration pattern data over the course of the last 10 years as it relates to Clark County and kind of make a deductive reasoning of the growth of that population, or how do we want to do that? And the questions that you're asking, so this is a compilation of stories, right, of folks that are in the community.
Okay, so you were asking about the population.
So as our researchers are doing research, it would be great to know what that population growth has been like over the past 10 years. To kind of see the magnitude change for each respective community as it relates to the history. I think that's probably a pretty good data point that we would all benefit from seeing.
And that's actually how I did it for the Filipino community. I started with 2013, I believe, from 2013 to 2017. So they see the, you know, how it's been increasing. So that's how I did it for the Filipino community.
Okay, great. The two researchers you mentioned that we have, are they going to be doing any kind of similar work and streamlining that date range so we have consistent information?
Yeah. If there are any gaps, you know, they will fill it up. But of course, that will mean more work for them, but if we already have submitted, it would be a lot easier, so they could finish the whole report much earlier than waiting for it to get done by the deadline. So if you also remember, Jean Monson from UNLV gave us something that she reported on to us. It had some communities there with the history. If you go back to that report, maybe the Asian Indian would be in there. I don't exactly know which ones are there, but I know that there's at least four or five Asian communities history that's there. So you could probably go back and review that one too.
Okay, I'll take a look. I don't know if any of the other commissioners have had difficulty capturing that information. I'd love to hear from others too.
Yeah, it's Sunny. I did. There was really no history, a lot of history for Koreans in our county. It was very difficult to find the exact date that they came over. They gave a couple of stories of how they came about here, but they did not confirm if those were really the first Koreans to move here or not. I interviewed some Korean leaders, and even they couldn't tell me the history, because nobody really knows. They just have a general idea of when most of the Korean, that the Korean population boomed here in Clark County. So I understand what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. That's also, you know, my concern too. How do we go about streamlining the process when we have all of this information? I'm looking at Jean's report, and she has just a couple of bullet points in community, but there's still quite a few that are not accounted for.
Yeah. So just submit whatever you find, whatever you have. And if there's still some missing, facts in there, that will be later on filled up. So right now it looks like there's about maybe 60% that have been submitted. So are there any other raised hands, Beatrice?
Yes, Sharifa had a question. I've unmuted you, Sharifa.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm so sorry. A little bit, I was have a problem. And also because we are fasting, I prepare the food and the stuff. But anyway, Margie, I have one question, hon. Regarding, you said that we have missing something from Afghanistan and Bangladesh. What specific, yeah, actually, what we missing? So I can make sure, give okay. you as soon as possible.
It says here on the population, there's a partial submission. It's the references missing, like where you got the data. So if it's from the census, just let them know it's from the census, and then the Bangladesh one, it says here census data missing. So just use the link that was provided to us. I think Beatrice provided that to us. You can still use that link to get the data.
Okay, I will check. Yeah, because I was have some problem issue with my email and the stuff, but I fixed it with Beatrice. She's helped me today, thanks to her. And everything is good right now. I will receive everything. I will find that, but for Afghanistan, the reference, I got it from my own community, for the people at the population and the staff. But I didn't go to census. Yeah, I didn't get it from the census.
Okay. So make sure you provide that, because that was also asked of me. It's like, yes, if I interviewed anybody, I have to give the name of who I interviewed. And if the person has a title or position, or why he can, he can provide the data. So I provide that too. Yeah.
Sure. I will get it at their reference. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I will do that. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, Sharifa. Anybody else?
Yeah. Dan, you still have a question?
No other question?
Yes, I think Dan had a question. Dan, you're unmuted. Well, if his question is, he has a template and has it filled out, how do we get it to you, Margie?
Oh, you can email them to me.
Okay. Also, Greg posted the survey for everyone's reference on the chat. And then Rune also had a question. Rune, you're unmuted.
One second. Can you hear me now? Yeah, I was just asking if I just wanted to understand the scope of the history report. Are we looking to see when people started moving to Nevada, Las Vegas, what professions? So it would help if we have some kind of maybe captions or headers to get the scope of the report, what we're looking for.
Okay. Actually, I can say, I can also only tell you what I did on mine. Okay, so when I researched, I actually even researched on like when they when the first group of Filipinos came here to the U.S. And then from there I went to like what are the first time they actually stepped in Nevada and lived in Nevada. So I went from there, from the U.S. to Nevada and to Las Vegas. And sure enough, I was able to find them and I was able to interview people. So, yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Margie Vita, another comment?
Okay, good. So, it's very important to mention your sources. That's very important because they will be, the sources will be in the report.
So Marjorie, I just wanted to let you know, I just sent you the Chinese, but I couldn't get you any history on the Taiwanese. I don't think they have much history in Las Vegas. What I can probably do is maybe call a few people that I know that's been here for a long time and see if they can give me any idea of what they had to go through. So I can do that. But I did send over to you all the history for the Chinese.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, just submit anything that you could find, no matter if it's just a one line or two lines, you know, so anything would help really. Is there any other raised hand?
Dan also asked if there are there's still time to add people who have volunteered the pandemic to fight the pandemic, and that would be a question for me, Dan. Tuan asked if we could, so we're gonna look into that. Once that happens, we'll send an email similar to what we sent in the body of an email, just highlighting that it will be on the agenda, so it's part of the public record. So we will give you more direction after the meeting. And then okay. One more from Divya posted the sources that Jean Munson listed in her report on the chat.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, these are the two books that she referred to in terms of compiling the history of some of the communities. So I'll look into it, of course, for the Indian community, worship those data, but just for reference for the other folks in case of anyone else.
There's actually a big history. What's the guy? It's a documentary that was shown on TV the other night. I think it's Channel 8 or PBS.
PBS.
The history of AAPI here in the US. So is there any other?
It was PBS last night.
There is no other comments in the chat, Margie.
Okay, thank you. So let's proceed. Next item is to discuss the commission's fundraising efforts and finances. Is Sunny still with us? Okay. Is Sunny still with us, Beatrice?
I'm here.
Okay. Okay. Any comment on?
We're still working on it this time.
Okay. Because and the other one, the next one would be for the public relations, media, and events. Is Rika with us?
Yes.
Okay. Any word from you, Rika?
No. Our primary focus has been on the research and completing all the surveys and everything. So.
Okay.
And the census. I know Dorinda's been really hot, working hard on the census stuff.
Yes, thank you. Yes, so to wrap it up, really everybody focused on the being able to submit what they can to be able to make it to the deadline. And secondly, yeah, on the census too. And lastly, because everybody is so, you know, it's a different atmosphere now that we are experiencing. So it's very understandable that we are not really having this, you know, any other meetings to discuss any fundraising or media efforts or events, no events, definitely. So, okay, thank you so much. And so let's move on. The last item is to discuss, okay. The last I discussed the timeline of the commission's duties. I know that, I printed something else. I know that we did a timeline that we agreed on last time. We all agreed on that. We voted on it. And the timeline here, okay. It says here, and this we expect to complete 100% of the above duties by May 2020. And that's actually pertaining to the report. So now it has been moved to August 31st. Okay, so that's changed. On the resource conference, we plan to hold the resource conference by January 2021. So that's something that we also voted, agreed on. Feasibility study regarding the development of a cultural center. We project to complete this by March 2021 after we hold the resource conference. And then it says here also, we will deliver the report on or before May 2020. Of course, that will change since we are, our deadline, the new deadline is end of August. That means it will happen probably in September. I would presume that this will change. Beatrice, you will just let us know when the next, what's it called, that the Board of Commissioners meeting will happen in September. So we still have meetings for June, July, and August. So we have still three meetings. And we don't know exactly if it's going to be virtual like this, or we're going to be in person. So we do not know for sure, but Beatrice will and Emily, the staff will let us know. Okay, so that's as far as the timeline is concerned.
Chair. Margie?
Yes.
We had a comment in the chat, if you allow it, from Arlene.
Okay. I don't see it in line.
Arlene, are you?
Hi. Yeah. To give a quick update about the Thai community, how I was able to obtain the information for that, just answered Davia's question. Thai Culture Foundation, Las Vegas News was so awesome. They actually provided these actual hard copies that I saved for our last, or the canceled meeting, but I already sent over the PDF files over to the county, and it has, they did a really amazing job of documenting their history of the group, and not just... Yeah. Thank you. Oh, sorry, startled me. But yeah, so there's a lot of information here. There's even, so really I got that from directly from local organizations that have been active in the community and whatnot. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, yeah, all you need to do is just ask. Okay. Anything else? We're done. Okay, now we would go to the first portion. Oh no, we're on the last portion. Public comment: due to the COVID-19 county closures are in effect, this meeting is not being held in person. Anyone wishing to provide public comment must have emailed county staff as indicated in the agenda by 4 p.m. All public comments received can be seen on our website right now at clarkcountynv.gov. So our next meeting is June 10, 2019 at 7 p.m. We will know before that if it will still be a virtual meeting or we will be meeting in person. And yeah, the staff will let us know. So the meeting is now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Bye,
be safe.
Hi, everyone.
Night. Be safe. Yeah, be safe.